Well, first of all, I think all of us at Oxfam would want to send our condolences to the victims of the attack in Garissa and the families of the victims. Clearly, Kenya does have a severe terrorist threat that it needs to deal with. However, the way to deal with that terrorist threat, in our view, is not to close down Somali remittance companies in a blanket fashion. We're really concerned about this because the flow of money from abroad into Somalia makes up at least $1.3 billion per year. That's actually more than development aid, humanitarian aid, and foreign direct investment combined. And we do know that at least 40% of Somalis rely on remittances from abroad for the basics of life, the basics of survival, food, water, shelter, education, medicine. What we're really worried about here is that if this flow of money is stopped, many more of those people will fall back into severe humanitarian crisis. And then at the same time, we're also concerned operationally as aid agencies, because a lot of the method that we use in order to deliver aid into Somalia, and that can be paying contractors, paying salaries, office rent, and also transportation costs and what have you, a lot of that is done through Somali money transfer companies, because in Somalia right now, there is no banking system, so there's no alternative.
Now, will there be a difference in how Somalis in Somalia are affected and those who are in Kenya?
It's hard to say exactly because the information is not very clear, but you can assume that also there are a lot of people in Kenya who use those remittance companies to receive remittances from abroad. From a Somalia perspective, that's the only method to receive remittances from abroad. I think you will find slightly differing impacts, but you can say for sure that there will be an impact on everybody concerned. Anybody who receives money through these remittance companies will be badly affected by the decision.
Has there been any response from the Kenyan government as to how long these suspensions might last? Is there an investigation underway to try to see whether these agencies are operating legally?
Not so far. And that is what we're asking for. What we really want to see, rather than closing remittance companies in a blanket fashion, what we think should happen is each individual company should be looked into in depth on an individual basis, and then the Kenyan government can ascertain fully whether they are complying with Kenyan regulations or not. None of us want to see terrorist attacks happen or money going to criminals. But what we do want to guard against is we need to make sure that the flow of remittances into Somalia for legitimate purposes is maintained. And so taking a blanket approach is not the right way forward. We've seen a similar sort of mistaken approach elsewhere in the world, in the UK, in the US, and also in Australia, which has caused huge problems. And in order to deal with the closures in some of these countries, Somalis abroad have often then found a way of transferring money through Kenya into Somalia. Now with the Kenya door closing as well, this is setting us up for a really severe increase in humanitarian crisis.
Does Oxfam and the other agencies that have issued this statement of concern have any recommendations as to how money might be transferred in a different way, or what might be done to make the MRPs more viable?
I mean, as Oxfam, we're currently looking into our options. What I can say is that we don't have the option of wiring money in via a bank because there are no banks operational inside Somalia. So essentially, by closing the remittance companies, we don't see too many alternatives at the minute. In the past, what we've seen people have to resort to is stuff cash into suitcases and fly it or drive it into Somalia. Now, again, that doesn't make sense. What we really want to see is we want to see money transfers regulated in a clear, open, transparent way, because that's the way that you can ascertain whether money is going to those who it's intended for or to criminals.